Today on Real Radio.
Jesus, God our Savior, Emmanuel, He dwells among us. This is Christmas. The Messiah, He dwells among us, He lives among us. That God would come to save, but not only to save, He would live among us.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give You my praise. My heart is in Your hands, let me feel Your touch. Lord, I live for Your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher delivers a presentation that focuses on the all-important holiday we're celebrating this week. It's an entire series called The Jesus of Christmas. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, continuing in this series with the presentation called The Jesus of Christmas Present, He Who Is.
We often limit when we think of our concept of God. We see God the Father at creation. We might even let the Holy Spirit in on creation, because in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that the Spirit of God, the word is brooded, moved over the face of the waters at creation. That's kind of a neat thing. Brooded, or to brood, is the word in the Hebrew. Have you ever seen chickens? When we first moved to Chino Hills, we had chickens because we could back then. And we had chickens, and at one point we had these little chicks. True story, we came home from church, and we had eggs in our bedroom in an incubator. And we came home, and we heard chicks, I guess the word is peeping, right? Is that what they do, peep? You know that peep, 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 peep. And we came home from church mid-morning, noonish, and looked in the incubator, and there's no chickens in there. But you could hear them. Anybody raise chickens from an egg? You ever done that? What can you hear inside the egg? You hold up the egg, and the thing's chirping. And you look at it, it's like, this is wild. So we didn't know what to do. You know, we called the chicken doctor, the vet, and said, what do we do? Do we help them out? The guy said, no, don't help them out. Because if you help them out, they'll be a weak chicken all their life. We had six eggs in there, and they're all starting to cheep in a matter of an hour or two together. And the guy said, well, you probably only have a few of them. Six of them hatched. But they're all cheeping before they came out. And the guy said, just let them fight their way out, because they fight, the harder they fight, the healthier they are. And they came out. And what was cool about that thing is that after having these little chicks out there, they would huddle together, and if you bent down like this, you know, if you kind of got on the grass and bent over, they would come running underneath you, and they would hide. And the more you covered them up, the more that they cuddled in there, and they got all kind of tight, you know? That's the word to brood. It's to preside over. The Holy Spirit presided over the creation. When it says that the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, we see the Father, we see the Spirit moving, but the Bible says Jesus is the architect of creation. We don't often see Him like that. When we worship Jesus at this Christmas, just know this, we are worshiping the Creator. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, but God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Plural. Cosmos. It's hard to say it in plurality. Cosmos is all that can be observed, all that can be seen. Who made the universes? Did you know there's clusters and clusters of universes out there and beyond? The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Jesus made them. Jesus the Creator. John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And by the way, that's the beginning of the physical creation. He was in the beginning with God, physical creation. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. That's your Jesus. That's who we're going to worship. That's who we just got done worshiping a moment ago. That's the Jesus that we glorify at Christmas. That's the Jesus that the world doesn't want praised and exalted. It's a spiritual issue, people. Tonight you're here because you've decided to invest in a spiritual endeavor. And I thank God that you're here. But it's all about Jesus. It's about the Christ of Christmas. And we need Him so desperately. And I just wonder, you know, if this is a sign, and I believe it is, if this is an indicator of the way that the world is going, the way that America is going, the direction of our society, that it's gotten so vehement against Jesus, whom so many people don't believe in, but they want to fight against Him in culture. Isn't that interesting? If they don't believe in Him, why don't they just leave Him alone? Why don't they just look at us and say, those poor stupid Christians who believe in this fairy tale God story, that some God would send His Son. What kind of a God would send His Son into this world? What a fairy tale. Those poor, pathetic Christians. You would think, wouldn't you, that if they would practice what they claim to believe about our Christmas story, that they would leave us alone in our folly. But they won't, and they cannot do that. Because, church, it is a spiritual issue. There is a world being stirred from beneath. There's a world being stirred from above. And the two are coming together. In the day and age in which we live. And I wonder, I just wonder how many people who claim to know God would say, when asked, is Jesus the Creator and is He eternal? They wouldn't even know how to answer that. And I thank God that you and I will go and worship on our Sunday service together, our Friday on Christmas Eve together, because we know the one that we worship. It's comforting to me. Another verse, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. Christ is the visible representation of the invisible God, the firstborn and Lord of all creation. By the way, the word firstborn there is He was the preeminent one of creation. It doesn't mean that He was born. For in Him was created the universe of things in heaven and on earth, things seen, things unseen, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. All were created and exist through and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him and through Him, the universe is being held together. Jesus, that's radical. I love that. Well, He's not only eternal, He's not only the Creator, He's our Savior. When we come together with families and friends this Christmas season, remind them, sing the songs. He's Savior. You guys, I don't know if you heard this as I heard this. It was on Fox News. Today's Wednesday, so it was Monday. I was watching Fox, what is that? It doesn't matter. It's the satellite, not the Fox locally, the Fox channel. Yes, cable, satellite cable. And Oliver North was speaking. And he's, I don't know if you know this or not, but he's a very outspoken believer. And Oliver North had been talking to someone, and they had said that in their community, they had banned the Christmas hymns, Christmas hymns, the you know, angels we have heard on high, and all those Christ glorifying songs. We Three Kings banned. So they said, okay, no reference. So We're not going to have them sung. Well, what happened was some of the radio or the music that's provided to stores, they weren't thinking, and in compliance, they put out the instrumentals. For example, of We Three Kings. Okay, and I don't know all the words to We Three Kings, but for example, they put the instrumental version. So do you know what they found out? And people got all up in arms. People were walking around the store. Yeah, they were walking around the store. We three kings, ringing the devil of fire. And word got to the city council of this town. People are singing. They know the words. And so they said, listen, we don't even want instrumentals. Because people are singing. Isn't this amazing? By the way, that town was in Virginia. That town. And it's not a very big town, by the way, that took that Antichrist view. Isn't that amazing? But who's going to, I mean, it's like it's left the shores of logic and it becomes thought police. Hey, what are you, did you just, were you mouthing the words to that song? Wow. Amazing. Amazing to me. He's our Savior. Why would somebody not want a Savior? For this reason. If that offends you, it's because you think you don't need a Savior. Or could it be you know you need a Savior and you're not willing to worship Him? And Christmas drives you up the wall because it would require you to say that born on this night in the city of David is Christ the Lord. And to say Christ is to say Messiah. And to say Messiah is to say Savior. And if you say that, then you're admitting that you need a Savior. And if there is a Savior, that presupposes, that assumes that there are sinners who need a Savior. And just His very mission and title offends people. You see? And so Jesus can't be the Savior. Because if we let Him be Savior, then that means we should bow to Him, because that's the only reasonable, logical thing to do. And we're not going to be reasonable and logical. Because that would mean we'd have to confess. And the culture and the stuff that we live in right now is everything. Listen, everything is justifiable. Did you know that? Everything is justifiable. It's not my fault. That's the culture we live in. And if it's not our fault, then we never need a Savior. And so the Christmas story is bunk. Who needs it? Bah, humbug on that. Because if I think of Him as being my Savior, I get really nervous. And we can't have that. Matthew 1:18 to 23. Now the birth of Jesus was as follows. After His mother Mary was betrothed or engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That, by the way, is a direct reference exclusively to Israel first. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord through the prophet, saying, now here's the Bible talking about itself. The Bible says the reason why this happened is because the Bible says. I love that. The Bible is the greatest commentary on the Bible. The Bible says of the Bible, verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now, how do you get Emmanuel and Jesus? Is the Holy Spirit confused? No. Jesus has many names. Did you know that? As we mentioned a moment ago, wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, Jesus. Jesus is our Greek pronunciation of what the Hebrew declares as our Savior, God our Savior, or God saves. And what's wonderful about this, call him Jesus. Oh, by the way, the prophet said regarding him, Emmanuel, Jesus, God our Savior, Emmanuel, he dwells among us. Oh my goodness, did you hear that, church? This is Christmas. The Messiah to save the world, the Christ, he dwells among us, he lives among us. That God would come to save, but not only to save, he would live among us. This is the greatest story, the greatest message that God could ever give man. Why would people want to resist the Christ of Christmas? Jesus. 1 John 5:20. 1 John 5:20 says, "We know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." It's pretty radical. Wow. You know this, Titus 2:13. "We're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior." What's his name? It says Jesus Christ is his name. The Bible says in Titus 2:13 that Jesus is God and Jesus is Savior. That's why we want to shout Merry Christmas. Because God sent God the Son into the world for us. 1 Timothy 4:10. What are you going to tell people at your Christmas time together? 1 Timothy 4:10. "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach or rejection from people, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those who believe." That's a sad verse in a way, isn't it? God says, "I'm the Savior of all men." That's men and women, all men. "I'm the Savior of mankind." But it really only benefits those who believe. That's what he's saying. "I died for the sins of the world. But not everyone's going to benefit from my death, only those who believe in me." Isn't that amazing? It's kind of a heartbreak, don't you think? Can you imagine somebody buying, or you buying somebody a gift and they never open the thing up? And you love them and you love what you got them and you're so excited and you're, "Open it up, open that, come on, open it up, I'll get to it later. No, come on, open it up. I'll get to it later. I'm after the morning." "Oh, okay." And you're like, "Oh, come on, open it up." You know, by the way, we act like this I act like this. You're nowhere as immature as I am. I act like that when what I bought that person is something that I would want to have. That's how cool it is. It's so cool, I bought it for them when I wanted it. I was at Walmart last night because I'm boycotting Target. Did you know that? They don't want any Salvation Army guy ringing his bell out in front there anymore. They get off the property. So Walmart and Books a Million. Did you hear what they did? Walmart said after Target kicked Salvation Army off their grounds, Walmart said, "Come on over here and we'll match every dollar per store of what's donated, up to $10,000 per store." And they're debating on how many millions of dollars they're going to cut it off at should it reach that. Isn't that amazing? So Target, yeah, amen. I normally would have went to Target, I guess, but last night I said, "No, I'm going to go to Walmart because Target doesn't want Jesus there." So I told you on Sunday, no Jesus, no money. And so I gave the Walton family my money last night, and I was Salvation Army. I pulled up. I told the guy, I started putting money in the thing in the little slot. And I said, he's just looking. And I'm looking like, and I'm going like this, and I looked at him. "You know why I'm doing this?" "It's Christmas." And I said, "Because Walmart said they'll match per dollar, because Target won't, but most importantly, because I believe Jesus is the Savior of the world, that it's Merry Christmas, friend, not Season's greeting, And the guy goes, "Praise the Lord." And he stuck out his hand and he shook my hand. And then I went in there, and what did I do? I went and got this little kid some gifts that I wanted to get. And so I can't wait for him to open these things up on Christmas Day. Like, open it up. But if he doesn't open it up, I'm going to be, come on, what's the deal? Open them up. What if he doesn't open them up that day? I'm going to be kind of bummed. And then if I come over to his house in a month and the gift is still wrapped, I'm going to be super bummed. In fact, I'm going to be angry. What's the deal? God says, I died for the sins of the world. But not everybody opens up the gift. Those who have opened up the gift, they love to call it Christmas. And rather than being an offense to them, it's a joy of their heart. Now, the neat thing about it is technically, we don't need Christmas. You know that? We don't need it. We don't need Easter. We don't need anything like that because we know the truth. And if we were in some communistic country and it was all outlawed and banned, you know what? So what? You can't kill what's true and you can't kill what's in your life and in your heart. Can't kill it. It's impossible. It is impossible. And so, but that doesn't mean we don't lay down either. We fight for what is right, you know? And so Hosea chapter 13, verse 4, listen to this. Hosea 13, 4 says, I am the Lord your God ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior but me. Wow! I thought Jesus was the Savior. Well, way back in Hosea 13, way back in Old Testament times, God said, I'm your Savior, and there ain't no other. Jesus is that wonderful Savior. Isaiah 45:21. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have I not the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and Savior. There is none besides me. You don't have God the Father, a Savior, and Jesus Christ, the Savior. God is the Savior.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called The Jesus of Christmas, a look at the true meaning and historicity of the holiday we're celebrating this week, and an examination of its central figure. We'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, so be sure and join us and tell a friend. Now, of course, we're coming to the end of the year, which means that February will be knocking on our door soon. And so our teacher wishes to tell us more about an event coming up at that time here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Pastor Jack?
Mike, it is a different world out there. People are trying to cope with what's going on financially and so many other ways. And listen, this year's Prophecy Conference theme, which, you know, we brought about this theme, we think, from the Lord many months ago. And the Lord anticipated, of course, giving us this title, but finding hope in the global crisis. And I just think the title itself is prophetic. This is the Southern California Prophecy Conference on these wonderful dates of February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And I think, Mike, it is going to be the answer to a lot of people's dilemma and struggles that they're going through. Because the quality of speakers, what they're going to be bringing to us, and the timeliness of it. So I'm asking everyone to make their way here to Southern California, if you're able, to join us February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. I tell you, it is an amazing time. You're going to want to hear what these wonderful teachers of the Word of God are going to deliver to us. I look forward to meeting you, but I tell you what, these are amazing times. Christian, look up. The Lord could come at any time. You can get more information by visiting us at SoCalProphecyConference.com, SoCalProphecyConference.com. We look forward to seeing you here at what will no doubt become a great event and a great encouragement to your understanding in these times, finding hope in the global crisis.
Okay, well, for more information, visit us at RealRadioactive.org, RealRadioactive.org, or call us toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. RR Radio. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you a very Merry Christmas.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.